Welcome to Prepare Without Fear on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I welcome you here as we share some more concepts and thoughts with you. You know, it's my passion to help people prepare for things that are coming, help them prepare for a future without fear. And you do that by getting yourself ready in all areas. And, of course, as we go through the review, we know that it's first a spiritual foundation, but then it's everything else that you need to do for yourself and your family so you can face that future without being concerned about it. That doesn't mean it to be flippant. That just simply means that if you're prepared to handle things, you can go like, well, I know what to do about this. I don't necessarily have to like it. It isn't necessarily easy, but you can do it. That's the bottom line. That's my passion, is to help individuals and families do that. Now, this is our program number 9 in the series on this radio program. It's on sanitation this week. Parachute number 3 we'll be talking about. Now, if you have any questions, you know that you can email me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. And I appreciate the questions that have come in. We've had some come in from Canada and around the U.S. I don't know where a lot of them come from. And we do our best to answer those things as quickly as we can. But send them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. You can also leave a voicemail message at a toll-free number, 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. Of course, the website where you can get information is preparemyfamily.com. The challenge I always have is this is a very serious subject, and I like it to keep, I'll say light, but I don't mean flippant in any way. We have some serious topics to deal with, and some of them, for some people, are actually frightening. And I hear a lot of people say, I don't want to talk about this stuff. It scares me. Well, I'd rather be scared right now when I can do something about it, when everything is still working, rather than in the midst of some tremendous event and not have a clue what to do about it. So that's why we do this. This is an instructional series, and I would encourage you to go back and listen to previous programs. If you're brand new with us and haven't heard before, then please go back. They're all archived on the RBN website. I appreciate those folks doing that. I now have a resource where I can send people to listen to these programs. If they're unable to come to live classes or presentations I do around the country, then you can get much of the same information right here at RBN. We appreciate them so much. Go back and listen to them, and I'd listen to them in order. The truth about life is this. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And that's the way I believe it is supposed to be. It's an adventure. No matter how tough it is, you can face these things and say, you know what, I'll just deal with this. I'm prepared. All right, here's some of the reviews very quickly for those of you who haven't been here before, but I do this faster and faster each time. The first law of survival is luck, L-U-C-K, luck, which stands for laboring under correct knowledge. The second law of survival is you must learn and practice CPR now. That stands for courage, patience, and resourcefulness. I don't just give people a list of things to go buy. Because if I just gave you a list of what to buy when things really get tough, even if you had all that stuff, when it really gets tough, you just give up and die. We want you to understand how and why things work, what the relationships are, why it is that I teach what I teach. The law of freedom is this. The first part of the law of freedom is to understand the definition of fear, F-E-A-R, fear. It is ignorance. Another way of putting fear is an acronym, which stands for false evidence appearing real. The description of freedom is this. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. It's impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge, and you check that out. Every now and then somebody says, that can't be true. There's things that'll scare me. And I say, is God afraid? No, he's not. Why not? He knows everything. That's my point. That's our quest, is to learn everything we can so we're not going to be afraid. I'll see you right after this break.
Thank you. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I am Jim Phillips, your host on this beautiful day, wishing you the very best and hoping that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving season with friends and family. You know, even though there's tough things going on around us, even though individuals' lives may be upside down, and sometimes they are for all of us, there's still so much to be thankful for. I believe that's the way we should look at everything, even when they're at their worst. And I don't mean that's easy. And I don't mean that it's simple to do, but it is an attitude that can be developed. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The parachute principle in this quick review is, if you want your life to be saved by a parachute, and we take a look at our emergency provisions in some ways as parachutes, you have to have your parachute before you really need it. You have to have it on when you need it. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it, and it must be of life-saving quality. So is it with the other things that will save your life. The law of provident living, and this is the foundation for everything that I do. There's an order of priority. There's 4 items in this, 1 through 4. Top of the list is spiritual. Nothing takes precedence over that. Your spiritual life and your spiritual well-being is ahead of everything else. Number 2 on this list that will make the difference between whether you live or die when things are really, really bad, and that is attitude. You lose your attitude, you lose your life. It happens all the time. But how do you change your attitude? It's with number 3 on the list, which is knowledge. Now, of course, the first part of that knowledge is spiritual knowledge. And then the second part of it is knowledge about all the other things that you need, especially in this life and in this world. Knowledge is something I cannot share with you in this program. Even in person, I cannot share knowledge with you directly, because knowledge, K, if you want to write a formula, K equals I times E, knowledge equals information multiplied by experience. My job is to give you the best, most credible, true, correct, and proper information, and then motivate you to get good experience with it so you now have knowledge and say that I can deal with it no matter what. Number four on this list is stuff, the material things. We have to have the material things or we won't survive, even in the good times. But it has to be in that order of priority: spiritual, attitude, knowledge, and then stuff. The law of provident living inside of this thing we call the stuff or the material things, we break that into two parts. I call it wilderness wisdom, and wilderness wisdom has these two parts. First, the survival or preparedness parachutes, and then the permanent or long-term provisions. The preparedness parachutes are this. There's four of them: clothing, water, sanitation, special needs. And if you want to learn about these, go back to a previous program. You can take a look in the RBN archives, and you'll see right there about the parachutes. Listen to that. I'd recommend that you listen to all of these. Here's the long-term provisions. Long-term provisions are this. Starts out just the same as the parachutes. Number one is clothing. Number two is water. Number three is sanitation. Number four is nutrition. Number five is shelter. Six is wellness. Seven is tools. And eight are supplies. Go listen to those previous programs. You'll understand them more. And in case you haven't figured it out, I'm actually going through each of these eight, because we're going to discuss all of them so you'll understand why I put them in the order that I do. If you do what I do, I say this all the time to people, I say, if you do what I do, then you can do what I do. Well, we're going to be talking about the sanitation today, which is a third parachute. It'll be broken into two parts so that we have time to go into it in some depth. One of the questions is, why is sanitation a parachute? When we talk about parachutes, it's about things that happen very quickly. In previous programs, I did cover this, but I'll just give you a thumbnail right here. You may not die from disease in the first 3 or 4 days, but you can very well get sick in the first 3 or 4 days from sanitation issues all around you that cause you to die a month later. You're still dead. That's the point. You have to take care of sanitation issues when everything is upside down, when the systems break down, when the infrastructure is gone, when you're on your own. You must be dealing with sanitation issues right up front, just like with clothing and water and other things. If you don't do it early on, you get into trouble very quickly and you can't fix the problem later on, particularly if the infrastructure is gone on the support system. If you have a raging disease right now, when you have hospitals you can go to and respirators to be put on and emergency rooms and intensive care, you might make it through. But if you're on your own living in a tent and you have that problem, you won't. It's as simple as that. See, during emergencies and disasters, things break down. We have loss of infrastructure and loss of support. We're talking about things like sewer and water and waste disposal and medical and insect and vermin suppression. All of these things directly impact your survivability during an emergency. So, during emergencies and disasters, people break down. What we're talking about is an immune system overload, even a collapse. Here's what happens. You have high physical stress. You may be working longer. You have emotional stress. You have lack of proper rest. Boy, that's a tough one on you. If you're unable to sleep well because things are so uncomfortable or so disrupted, and you're helping people around you, particularly if you're head of a household and you have children and other people you're caring for and their lives are upside down, you're under a lot of physical stress, you're under a lot of emotional stress, and you may not be getting proper rest. And then you have poor or inadequate nutrition, and boy, is nutrition important during a disaster. We'll talk about that in a future program and what you need to do about it. Now then, you put all of those things together and you lay on top of that bacteriological and microbial overload of this contaminated environment, and you have an immune system overload and collapse, and you simply get sick and cannot recover from it. We're talking about the spread of illness and disease, and there's a whole bunch of interrelated, we call them vectors, things that drive things, point things that interrelate. Here we have things like the air will spread disease and illness. The soil will. so will food that becomes contaminated, and water. Boy, water is a big one. Listen to the previous programs on water, and you understand something about that. The leading cause of death on planet Earth right now is from dysentery, diarrhea, and where does it come from? Unsanitary water that people are consuming. It gets on their food, gets on their clothing, on their hands, on their face, wherever it is, it gets into them. But most of those things are carried by water, and so you get sick. And dysentery is just uncontrollable diarrhea, and it'll sap your strength, it'll sap your electrolytes, it'll sap the nutrition from your body, you'll dehydrate, and you will catch some disease and die. So water is a huge one to pay attention to. People, contaminated people pass it around. Animals, vermin, insects, clothing, surfaces of all kinds around you that are contaminated, we touch those things. They come in contact with us. They blow on us. They fall on us. We roll in them, whatever it is, and we get sick, and the disease is spread, and it goes rampant after a while. We want to stop this rampant spread of diseases. We're talking things like cholera and typhoid and polio and E. coli and staph, strep, herpes, dysentery, giardia, and flus, all these kinds of things. That can be spread by these various specters. Well, one of the most deadly substances on Earth, let's talk about that. Now, there's a lot of pretty nasty things out there. You know, it could be plutonium and arsenic, and we can talk about those things. Let's talk about one of the most deadly substances on Earth. It's extremely common, and it is one that you and I have direct control over. This is particularly true during an emergency, and that is human waste. Human waste, the things that we, if you will, cast off. Well, the human waste issues can be broken really into just three components, three parts. And I'm going to list them from the most, from the least hazardous to the most hazardous. Top of the list being the least hazardous is this. It's urine. It's what comes out of from the kidney system and this blood cleansing system that we have when we flush some of these waste products. These are kind of, think of them as the combustion products of the body from the metabolic processes, and there a lot of them are washed out in the water, dissolved in the water, and they're flushed out through the urine. And the urine, unless there's some kind of an infection or disease going on, urine is actually a very clean substance. It's a fluid that's come from the inside of cells. It has nothing bacteriologically wrong with it, unless, again, you have bladder infections or urinary tract infections, things like that. It's simply some wastewater the body needs to get rid of, high in nitrogen and some other things that's going to be flushed away. It's not an extremely toxic substance in terms of spreading disease, and it can be handled quite safely and disposed of very easily. Next on the list is garbage. We're talking about the organic kinds of garbage that would have things that would grow bacteria, and they would grow, draw vermin, and you would have critters that would crawl in and track around. But it's the bacteria that's in the garbage that would be a real problem for us. And then the most deadly and dangerous of all is the solid matter from the body, the fecal matter that comes out of the bowels. This stuff is just a biological landmine of problems. It's just full of all kinds of nasty things that we spread from person to person, contaminate soil, water, surfaces, food, and those types of things. Very, very hazardous, and it must be handled properly, especially during a disaster, or we set up a disease and pestilence cycle that you just can't get stopped easily. Well, our modern disposal systems that we have around us, and most people in this country take advantage of this wonderful infrastructure that we have that really takes care of us. But let's consider what this infrastructure requires to run. It takes fuels of all kinds. It takes electricity, and it takes a cooperative infrastructure to make it all work. We're talking about garbage disposal. We're talking about sewer systems. We're talking about bringing sanitary water in that will flush away the sewer. There's all kinds of things like that that we're dealing with. It includes how we suppress vermin and mosquitoes and things like that. Fuels and transportation and people and infrastructure is required to make it work. The modern disposal systems can fail from a number of things. One is the physical damage to them. You just destroy the facilities or damage them. You have loss of the energy sources. If the electricity goes away, if the fuel goes away, the diesel fuel to drive the garbage trucks, it's going to pile up in the streets. We've seen that happen in New York City where there's been strikes. In that case, we had the infrastructure broke down because of the loss of cooperation. Then the last thing is the lack of maintenance personnel. So they fail from physical damage, loss of energy sources, and lack of maintenance personnel to take care of them. That's when we have a problem. I'll be back right after this break talking about sanitation in one of our areas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. If you'd like to email questions to us for future programs or for us to get back with you on, you can send them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or leave them on a toll-free number at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 1-888, the letter U, get set, and that will reach me. They'll be passed on to me. You can find information on our website, which is preparemyfamily.com. And one of the foundation videos, DVDs, that we've produced is available at a very modest cost. The cost of delivering it to you, $5.50. We encourage everybody to get it and get started on it. It has a lot of the materials I've talked about in this program. The first couple of programs are all on that DVD, and you can see them as well as listen to these things on RBN. Please go back and also send other people to the RBN website where you can listen to these programs that are archived, and I really appreciate them doing that. I have a place where I can send people now to to listen to some of my classes if they're unable to come to live classes in our area here, or if we don't have one in your area. And that's one of the things that I do is travel out for groups and organizations to put on classes and seminars, you know, 1, 2, and 3 day, whatever we can all tolerate, we come out and do those things. So if you're out of the area where there's a class, please come listen to them here. They're available to you. We're just talking about our modern disposal system because we're in sanitation. Sanitation is one of these things that people, they don't think much about, particularly if you're tied into our wonderful, you know, support system and infrastructure. You know, you have the sink and the water turns on and you wash things and keep them clean, and you have a dishwasher and you have washing machines and dryers. And then most important of all, we go into that little room in there where we have that white porcelain throne, and we can use it to dispose of things. We fill up the black trash barrel outside and roll it out to the curb, and those things are just whisked away and they're taken care of. But when something happens, because our modern disposal systems are so dependent on fuels and electricity in this cooperative infrastructure, and something happens and there's physical damage, or if there's loss of energy sources, whether it be electricity, natural gas, propane, diesel fuel, gasoline, whatever it is, or when we don't have the people to maintain it, to take care of these things, to support them, things break down and they stop working, and the toilets back up and the water doesn't flow and the garbage piles up and all of those things. Now we've got a serious problem. When the system is disrupted, whether it's by a natural calamity, it's something that's man-made, makes no difference what it is. What I want people to do, it's so important that we as a community, wherever your community is, as a nation, or right down in your neighborhood, you must think downstream. Now, this kind of fits for the, I'll say, the sewage side of things. We think downstream because things flow downstream. Well, it all flows downstream. In fact, every one of us is downstream from somebody or something. And you must think downstream, which means that you're going to take responsibility. And you have to take responsibility for what you're doing. You have to take immediate actions. You can't wait and say, well, let's see how it is a couple of weeks from now. Maybe it'll be okay. You can't do that. When the system breaks and you see that it's broken, it's going to stay broken. I know when the power goes off for a couple hours, that's just fine. But when the system is really broken, when we have one of these major events occur, and you'll probably know when it's happened, you must take immediate action. And you have to think community. You have to work as a community. You have to work with your neighbors and people around you, and you must teach them to do the same. And you've got to help others do this. Because if you don't, we're all downstream, and it all ends up in our backyard, so to speak. So when the system breaks down, and if we think about in particular this most critical thing, what did I identify as the most dangerous substance around us that we deal with? It's human waste, and the part of that that is so deadly dangerous is the fecal matter, the solids that our body casts off that pass through the gastrointestinal system that is so infected with all kinds of nasty parasites and bacteria and fungi and viruses and whatever it is that pass through us safely. But when that stuff spread around in the environment, it gets handled and mishandled, it comes back to get people sick very, very quickly. So what are you going to do when that white porcelain throne doesn't work anymore? How do you dispose of human waste? Well, it'll kind of depend on what type of system that you're using. There are three basic kinds of system that you could be tied into and be using. One is composting, a composting toilet. And, boy, this is one I'd like to talk about in depth. Let's identify the three. First off, there's the composting toilet. There is the personal septic tank system that you have in your own backyard, so to speak. And then there is the community sewer, the infrastructure sewer system. Let's talk about composting toilets for just a moment. As a matter of fact, this is one of those things that I would encourage everybody to do right now, if you possibly can. You may spend a couple of $1,000s, but it's absolutely worth it to do this. One of the most important things we could do for our environment and things around us is to convert to a dry composting system versus the sewer system that we have right now. Properly utilized, a composting toilet system is the safest, the cleanest, and the most ecologically sound means of disposing of human waste that you have. It is just worth looking at. And when the system breaks down and you have a composting toilet, nothing much happens. we'll look a little more at the composting toilet when we get back. It may be something you want to consider utilizing right now, putting in, and I would encourage you to do that because it will solve so many problems in the future. Right after this break, we'll continue in sanity.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. We were just talking in the sanitation area about the composting toilet, and if you're not familiar with that, I'd recommend that you go. Just do a Google search. Go right now. In fact, I did just to see what's out there, and just do a Google search on composting toilets, and you'll get quite an education, a huge amount of information on systems that you can buy, that you can have installed, even learn how to build some of your own if you want to do that. You see, they're self-contained. This is a way of taking the human waste and turning it into a rich humus. Now, we're not going to put that on your vegetable garden, just to err on the side of conservative, just in case the digestion process, which is one that uses composting that generates a lot of heat. You see, composting is an anaerobic process where you have air and moisture that's in this organic matter, whether we're talking about leaves, sawdust, or human waste. when you aerate it and keep it moist, you get bacteria growing in there. They're hydrophilic. They produce a lot of, they produce heat. They're heat-producing bacteria. They get things very, very warm. And they get warm enough that they will kill off the unfriendly, the nasty bacteria and parasites and other things in there. You can heat a compost pile. I've measured in my garden, and it'll run hot in these composting toilets, too. I've seen over 140 degrees in a compost pile. I've pushed almost to 160 degrees. That will kill off all of the unfriendly bacteria. So it renders things safe. But even with that, we're not going to put this on your vegetable garden. You can simply dispose of it on areas that are not used for food production. Your grass will love it. Some of your shrubs will absolutely love this rich humus that comes out of the composting toilet. Or if you send it off to a landfill, you're not putting any contaminants into the landfill, but you really ought to just put it on your soil around your house or in the city park, as far as that goes. They won't let you put it in city park, I know, but the idea is you have something that can be disposed of that will not be putting garbage into the environment. So it's self-contained. It's waterless in that it's not a flush one. Or there are some of them that use just a tiny little amount of water to flush it into the digesting tank. They're very low maintenance. There's not much you have to do for them. There is no big infrastructure that's required. Now, you do have a vent that will go outside. This is how you drive out the moisture and you evaporate it out. And you like to have a little fan that runs to help the draft pull through the system. That can be run without the power grid. You can run it off a small solar system. So here again, you do not have to have an infrastructure to support this system. There's no pollution that comes from it, and it does not require pipes and plumbing and all these kinds of things that come up your house, and, of course, the electricity doesn't run to it. So it's a wonderful way to go. Take a look at those systems, seriously considering putting one of them in right now, because you won't be contributing to the contamination of ground soil, ground water, surface water, the oceans, or anything else, because you'll be taking personal responsibility for your own human waste. And it's a wonderful thing to do. Okay, next system that we had was the septic system. This is usually, in many people in rural areas, this is what you use where there is not enough population to have a sewer system that's run by the community. You have an underground tank where the effluent from your toilet is flushed into it, and here it digests through a non-oxygen process is usually the way that it runs. It'd actually be better if we had pumps and we aerated them and made it an aerobic process, but this is usually an anaerobic process. That's why it smells so strongly when you get into them. And here again, it is self-contained, meaning that you have it in your own backyard, front yard, side yard, wherever it is. You can use the gray water. Now, gray water, we have what we would call black water. Black water is what's going out the toilet. You know, you don't even want to touch that stuff. But you have gray water that comes from your shower, your sink, your washing machine, and you could use that water, the gray water, to flush your own toilet system in a septic system or even in a municipal one. It has low maintenance, but it does require periodic pumping. It's important that you do that, particularly if you're looking going into a time when the system may be broken down. Get that thing pumped out now, because it does fill up with sludges and solids, and you want to have it fresh and empty and clean. So if it hasn't been pumped for 5 or 6 years, do it now. There is no infrastructure away from your property to take care of it. You own that infrastructure. The only thing that might be a part of infrastructure is where do you get your water from? If you have your own well, your own spring, then you're now completely self-contained. There are some concerns about groundwater contamination, and that's why when you get into a municipal setting, when the population density gets high and everybody was using septic tanks and more people move in, after a while, they literally outlaw them because of the potential for contaminating groundwater when you have all of this seepage that's going down percolating through the soil. So you have that problem. But again, it is non-electric, so it's a good system to use. Now, here's one of the things to consider. If you're on a septic system and you say, well, I'm immune to problems, there is a problem that you may in fact have other than it gets plugged up and filled up. And that is during a flood situation where the septic tank can no longer let the water percolate into the soil because the ground is saturated, it may back up into your house. And so you have to be careful about that. You are susceptible to backing up your own sewage in your house. It may not be your neighbor's, but it's your own, and you don't want it either. Then we have the municipal sewer system. This is the one where you have the big vats and the tanks and the lagoons and all the pumps. And it's a marvelous system that's done a great job for us in many respects, but it has its own set of problems. There is a massive infrastructure that ties it all together. It's all a part of a system, and it's totally dependent on water to carry the waste. It's also totally dependent upon power, and it's dependent upon maintenance and people to maintain it. There's very extensive piping, and essentially this system either is all working or it's just not working at all. Many municipal plants produce their own electricity to run part of their own pumps and their motors and things in there. They do it by producing methane, which they then burn to produce either steam or electricity directly in an internal combustion engine running off of the methane fuels or in turbines. And this way, they're more self-contained. But upstream, you have things like lift pumps. You see, this is a system where it flows downhill. And what happens when you get a hill in the way? Well, it can collect down at the bottom, if you will, in some underground reservoirs, some small ones that have pumps in them. Those things are then pumped up to the hill, and then it drains downhill. You have these grinder pumps that chew everything up, pump it up the hill, and let it flow down the other side. And that's great as long as you have electricity to power it. And in most cases, those remote pumps are supported by the power grid. And if the power grid is down for very many hours, then you start having a backup problem there. Same thing with the processing plant, the sewage treatment plant. If it's not producing its own power, when the power goes down, there's no standby power. That plant shuts down. It has some reservoir holding capacity, but once that's been consumed, now you have a problem with backup into the system. The other thing is they're susceptible to flooding in the area. Storm drains sometimes tie into them where all the water gets mixed together. And then the other problem you have, of course, is if you've got an earthquake. If you're in an earthquake-prone area, you can bust up the underground piping, and so now it no longer flows. But the other thing that makes them very susceptible to being shut down is the maintenance personnel that it takes to operate them and keep the equipment running. Most of this equipment may run for a number of days, weeks, without any significant maintenance, but boy, when something breaks, you've got a problem if people are not there. And what is it that keeps the people away? Well, if they're sick or ill, or if there is, you know, if we have something like a pandemic that's going on, or if you have civil unrest and it's not safe to be out and around, you could lose your maintenance for those facilities and they start breaking down. So what are we going to do about it? Here's the three systems, and if for some reason it's not working, the most reliable self-contained that you own, and if you have the right kind, it's actually even portable, you can take it with you, and that is the composting toilet. You then have the septic system, which is self-contained and you own it, but it's definitely not portable. And then you have the municipal sewer system, which obviously is not portable at all. It's all tied together. What are you going to do if one of those systems, those last two systems, are not working? Well, sometimes people think in terms of, I'll just get a one of these Hassock toilets or one of the recreational toilets, you know, the little porta potty type of thing that you can take around with you and use them. And you can certainly do that. You could do it at home if you want to. But my thought is, why would you want to be sitting on a bucket or on a Hassock toilet when you actually have something inside the house? And let's talk about taking your toilet that you now use in your home and convert it to be another system, a different way of operating it. We can convert it to a dry system that you can, in fact, utilize. So think about this. Rather than having an emergency toilet that's a white bucket with a toilet seat or a Hassock toilet or one of the portable little toilets. And here's the problem with those little portable toilets that either use water or some of the blue water or whatever is in it. What are you going to do with the waste once you've collected it? You collected 5 gallons of this, you know, personal sewage, and if you don't have a system to dump it in, what do you do? You don't want to be pouring this stuff out on top of the ground. And besides that, some of the chemicals that are used in the, I'll say the recreational ones, they're like pickle this stuff. And we don't want to be pickling these things. This is not a good, we're not trying to preserve it. We've got to get rid of it in a very safe and sound way that will keep it from being a problem for us. So let's talk about converting your toilet at home into a system that you could use in an emergency. Now, there's limits to what you can do here, so this is a concept and an idea. Please listen to it very carefully, and please be very sensitive to what some of the issues would be on using a system like this. Okay, what are the benefits? Well, first off, you happen to own it. The other one, it's bolted down to the floor. This is not something that's going to tip over and spill. If you've got a bucket, you know, you lean on crooked in the thing and you turn it over, that's a problem. It's comfortable, and it's more normal. It's something you're using right now, and it's easy to convert back to a wet system. In other words, you could do this temporarily for a few weeks or a few months or a few years, and you could turn it back into the way it was intended to run. So here's what we must do. Number one, sanitize it, clean it up. While you still have some water in your cleaning solutions, the water that's in the tank and in the bowl, you get out your best sanitary cleaners and you scrub everything down, you wash that toilet down, and you get it in really good shape and everything around it. You know, it's the old proverbial, let's get it clean enough to eat off of. Not that we're going to do that, but we want things to be very, very clean so we don't have something ugly in our environment. So you need to do that. This is why you need to do it early on. If you suspect the system is going down or if it's now broken down but you still have some water and ways of dealing with things, then get it very, very clean. Now that it's cleaned, it needs to be dry. You need all the water out of it. You're going to turn the water off, the water valve, the water stop that's underneath the tank. You turn that off so that no more water can come into the system. You're going to flush it down, that tank. You're going to drain the tank down. You're going to get all the water out of the tank, the flush tank, and you'll sop water out of it. I want it dry. Then down in the bowl itself. Now, we've cleaned it and sanitized it. Use rubber gloves if you like. But you clean that out of there. You dip all the water out. We want it completely dry, so you have a dry hole down there. Now, you've got a problem. That water trap, that pool of water that's in the bottom of your toilet, is there for a very specific reason. One of the things that it does is it separates the air in your house from the air that's in the sewer lines. And we don't want to be open to the sewer lines because you have gases that can flow back. In spite of the fact that you have a vent on your house, they may flow back. And or if that sewer system dries out, you have vermin in there, rats, mice, roaches, and other little creepy crawly things. You really don't want to just come back up into your house. That water trap prevents them from getting in there. So we need to plug that hole in the bottom of the toilet. There's several ways you can do that. And this is one of those things you need to prepare for now. You go get yourself a rubber ball is one way of doing it. Just get a now. I don't want one of those soft open cell spongy balls you can blow through. I want a foam rubber ball that's used like a little handball, a baseball, or something like that that is airtight. And you need to select one that's the right size and go on the bottom of your toilet. How do you know you have one the right size? Well, you're going to have to go get one and try it. You've got to do it now, not wait until you've got a disaster on your hands. So you know that you have the rubber balls on hand that you can jam down in that hole. And you're going to plug your toilet. You're going to stop that thing up. The ultimate of all stoppages in it, but you've got to do that now. You can dig it out later and remove it. I would also like to be sure that it's really tightly sealed, so you can put a little bit of Vaseline on it or a little bit of Crisco or, you know, vegetable shortening on it so that it's going to seal it up. I want a gas-tight seal on that ball, and I'm going to jam it fairly deeply down in that hole so that I have no leakage of gases and I don't have a way for things to crawl back up into the house. The other thing that you may need to do depends on the toilet design. That flapper that's in the toilet can allow things to come up through that hole, and so you'll need to weight that down or tie that down. Now, we took the water out of the tank, which would hold it down just so it can't leak or you can't flush it, but you can take and put something like a little bag, a little bean bag, if you will, full of something on top of that hole so nothing can come back up through there. Everything is sealed off very nicely. Okay. Now then, we've got a dry toilet bowl. Think of it. It's very simple. I have a toilet seat, and I have this dry container. Align it with something that is disposable I can take out. It's called a large trash bag. You need one that's large enough. Now, here you do not want to be using a little thin trash bag that you might carry your trash outside in. I would like something that's at least 2 mil thick. 3 or 4 would be preferred, because the stuff I'm handling here, I don't want this thing to the bottom to split out of that bag. But get yourself a tough, strong garbage bag, plastic bag you can line it with. I'd prefer to use something that's opaque, like black, rather than something that's clear that I can put in there. It has to be large enough so that that plastic bag will drape over the brim of the bowl. Now, you lift the seat up. The seat is lifted up, and then you put the plastic bag down in there, put it down into it, push it down into the corners there, and you can take just a couple little pieces of tape and tape it over the rim. So it's got to be large enough in diameter to completely go inside of the rim of the toilet. And, of course, it wants to be deep enough that it goes to the bottom, and then it can reach over the sides. And now then I have a way of using my dry toilet. But if this is not just use it like you normally use it and take every plastic bag outside. If you're doing that, you're going to have 10,000 bags to take care of yourself for 2 months, because you can't use it like you normally flush your toilet every time you use a little bit of it. So I'm going to tell you about a system and how you would use your dry system. Here's the key words, and we'll explain them. Separate, cover, carry, and bury. That's the 4 words. Separate, cover, carry, and bury. We'll talk about using your dry toilet system right after.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, on this beautiful day. Talking about this third parachute, which is sanitation, and some of the issues in sanitation that are so critical to deal with, one of them being disposing of our own human waste. And how do we do that safely and cleanly? How do we do it without contaminating the area around us? How do we help other people do it so they don't contaminate us? That's what this is all about. Now, we've been talking about making our existing toilets in the home into a dry toilet system where you have a flush toilet that runs to either a septic system or into a municipal system. How might you do that? I've just given you a description of how you dry it out and line it with a plastic bag and then using it. Now, the use of it is what is so critically important that you understand. Otherwise, this doesn't work all that well. So here are the four key words: separate, cover, carry, and bury. Let's go into each one of those for a moment. First off, if you're trying to use this toilet just the way that you normally use a toilet, every time you go in there and do whatever you're going to do, whether you're just, you know, eliminating urine from the body or solids from the bowels, and then you just flush it every time, you know, how many times you flush a toilet in a day? Count it. You know, how many times your family do that? If you have a family, you know, four or five, you know, it may be flushed 200 or 300 times a day in some cases. And so it's like, oh, my goodness, you'd have to have a mountain of plastic bags and you spend all your time going outside. So what we've got to do is make it more efficient use of our resources, which is time and then the materials that we have. That's where the first step comes in, called separate. Separate is about don't put the urine in there with the solids. You just don't want to do that because, number one, you're going to fill it up sooner. Secondly is you're adding extra weight to it, not just the volume but the weight issue, because water's heavy. And then thirdly, you're making this really soupy mess down in there that you don't want to deal with. We want this thing to be as dry as possible, as clean as possible, easy to handle as possible. So you separate out the urine before you put it in there, obviously. We're not talking about taking out once it's in there. Well, I know that it's easy to understand for the guys. You know, it's real easy. You can just go someplace else and stand up and do what you do. But for the ladies and for the women, it's not quite as simple and easy, although if you spent time in the hospital, if you've been a nurse, you understand that you can, as a matter of fact, separate that urine out. There are, you know, I get into some of these topics here. I'm an engineer, you know, and just a simple area years ago, and I end up talking about some really weird things, but we just have to deal with it, because if we don't deal with it, it'll come back to bite us. There are, I call them the female to male adapter kinds of things. There's a couple of brands of them out there. There's been the Freshette. There's also the Lady J and some others. If you'll start looking for them, you'll find them. And what it is, it's just a way of allowing the women to more easily separate the urine out and dispose of it more easily. And what you want to do is get it into a separate container. It can go in a bucket, bottle, jug, or what have you. And at the very beginning, I talked to you about urine as being something that's basically clean and easy to deal with, so we don't have the disposal problem with it. So you separate it out, and then it can be, you know, now the public health people go nuts when I say this, but we have to be very careful about what we say. But it can be disposed of in the soil much more easily. Again, it's not in your garden. Your shrubs and your trees are going to love it. They need the water, and the nitrogen is in there is wonderful. Put it in the hole, a seep hole, something like that, but you just don't want it in that dry toilet that we're trying to make. So you can separate it out and dispose of it separately very easily and very cleanly. Now we're just dealing with the solid part of the human waste, which we'll talk about after this break at the top of the hour on how you run the rest of the system. Talk to you right after this break.